This week's in studio guests are Amy Ray and Emily Salyers, better known as the Indigo Girls, and they're unique among folk-based artists who achieved mainstream success in the 90s. Despite the occasional forays into electric guitars and backup bands, they never really changed anything about themselves to try to find a wider audience. They just kept doing what they'd always done till their audience finally found them. In fact, their new album, Become You, is pretty close in spirit to the albums they were putting out back in the late 80s. They played some songs for us and talked about the recent work on a visit to Acoustic Cafe.
When we last left off, I'm thinking of stringing together all of these interviews and then we'll just have one long conversation.
Is that what you're going to do?
When we last left off, Amy, you were here with the Butchies. We talked briefly, actually, outside of that taping of what the next Indigo Girls record was going to be. And then in the interim months, I heard terms being tossed around. I heard folk record. I heard Back to the Basics. I heard a Roots album. I heard all of these things. And then the album shows up, and it's not really any of those things. It's all of those things in part. There's a lot of different things going on here for a mostly acoustic but lushly arranged record. So this was intentional, right, going in?
Yeah, it was. I mean, usually we have some kind of intent when we go in, but it changes as we're going. And this was, though, we really kept to our intent, which was, we're going to get these players that we really love to play with. We're going to learn all the songs together. We're going to go in and record it and give it that sort of spontaneous kind of organic quality. And then if there's certain production, you know, ideas that we have, we'll use them in a sparse sort of way. You know, that's how I felt about it. Emily had her own ideas too.
Well, I knew we were going to make an acoustic record. Amy had wanted to make one before that, so I was all prepared and ready to go for that. There was a time when we were coming towards the end of the schedule where I felt kind of rushed, and I wasn't comfortable with that. I wasn't used to that. But Amy had made Stag on a budget and in a short period of time, and she had that under her belt. And it was just another leap of faith, you know. At this point in our career and in our relationship and working together, we really trust the process, even if it changes.